5 reps. Let's go. Get on your heels. On your heels.
The first rule of Rush Club is, well, you are actually allowed to talk about Rush Club. In fact, a lot of people are talking about it.
This competition in downtown Phoenix is described as functional fitness meets Fight Club. AJ Richards started Rush Club with personal trainer Stacy Snyder last February.
So we had this thought, what if we put functional fitness athletes head-to-head in an environment where it was all eyes on them, sort of like you would see in an MMA fight?
Unlike in the movie Fight Club, competitors, both men and women, go head-to-head by working out. Two participants complete exercises on a stage surrounded by spectators for the chance to win cash prizes and become king of the roost.
It is not a contact sport. It's very friendly. The winner generally will turn around and cheer on the person who's behind them. And then when they're done, it's a high five or a hug. Because there is no conflict between me or my opponent. We're both out to accomplish that same task.
The 8th competition is tomorrow, called the Final Rush. It'll celebrate nearly a full year of Rush Club. The winners of the previous competitions will return to compete in this event, including a few champions from California. This rematch of sorts is expected to draw more than 500 spectators.
Come on, you got it. Good job. All right.
Richards owns Rush RX CrossFit Gym in Mesa. The gym is mostly empty. No treadmills, no stationary bikes, no protein smoothie bar.
Functional movements, says Richards, emulate everyday movements. A power clean, for instance, is sort of like picking up an object and putting it on a high shelf.
Except in this gym, the object is a barbell that you haul from the ground up to your shoulders and then drop. Richard says anyone can work up to a competitive level of fitness, and Rush Club is still evolving to accommodate different people.
We're transitioning what we do into a weight division sport, which has never been done in the functional fitness community, and some of the top athletes and coaches in the community have been waiting for something like this.
In these competitions, winners will be challenged by newcomers for their title, a little Iron Chef meets Fight Club.